Welcome to Throwing Light. This is a special mini episode called The 7-Minute Book Club. Today I want to talk about a book by Amanda Palmer, The Art of Asking. So I found this book 2 years ago at a bookstore in Augusta, Georgia, when I was visiting my in-laws, and I read the first couple pages and just was already bawling. And I so wanted to buy that book and read it right then, totally devour it, but we were super broke at the time, like no money for any kind of extra things. So I didn't buy it and life went on and I sort of forgot about it like you do. It was on my wish list. And then last fall, I stumbled upon it at the library for free. Sometimes you want to read a book and you can't, or things just keep happening. And then when you finally get around to reading the book, you're like, oh man, this was the time that I was absolutely supposed to read the book. So I did, and it just felt very kismet. So I listened to it in my car. It was like 11 hours long, but I'm constantly driving my kids to school, driving myself to school, driving kids other places. So it was kind of perfect. Yeah, I think it took me about 6 weeks and a lot of overdue library charges, but it was well worth it. It was definitely a life-changing book for me. I couldn't begin to tell you her stories the way that she told them, so I'm not going to try. But what struck me the most was how unapologetic she was about being herself. I have a lot of quote-unquote the way things are supposed to be, the way I'm supposed to be baggage. I grew up with pretty straight-laced type A parents. They kind of ingrained in me certain ideas, like the way you're supposed to clean a floor or a bathtub. My mom and I both have cleaning side hustles. Growing up, she was always cleaning houses, and she kind of passed that on to me. I've been doing that since I was 15. And there's a very specific way that she had in mind of how you clean the baseboards and how you clean the kitchen and, you know, everything. So the reason that Amanda's book was so powerful for me is that she totally throws all of that out. She does it seemingly without even caring. Like, she just lived in an artist community loft. She decided that she didn't want to get married. She did marry. She's married to Neil Gaiman. She worked a job as a living statue. So she was a bride and a bride in combat boots. And she would just sit on this box and be a statue. People would put money in her, some kind of thing to put money in. And then she would give them a flower. I found it so refreshing. I think partly because in my life, I feel like I work really hard. Up at 5:30, I get the kids to school. I'm working on podcasts. I'm working on the book I'm writing. I'm going to school. Now I have a job. So I'm working a part-time job at a restaurant. And still, you know, when I'm at parties or when I'm making small talk, I have this feeling like I don't know what to say and I don't know how to describe it. When I say I'm a podcaster or I'm a writer, there is an element of fear that it's fake or that it's not real because I haven't reached a certain level of, I don't know, money or followers, which when I think about it logically sounds ridiculous. But in the moment, it doesn't. It just feels like I'm playing at work. What I found so refreshing, she just decided to make money as a living statue, and then she did. And she talks openly about the fraud feelings that creep up. And her response, like her inner response silently was, I have a job. And I just think that's so beautiful. Now she's farther in her career, so she's not a living statue anymore. She's a musician, she works through Patreon. I know, I don't know if that's the entire way she makes money. If you don't know Patreon, it's like a Kickstarter, but like you pay artists monthly and it's a way to kind of cut out the middleman. So you're not paying the distributor of the CDs or the distributor of the podcast. They are creating their own and doing all the marketing and doing all the creation and distribution, and your money goes straight to them. So yeah, she gets paid because she wholeheartedly asks fans for compensation of her creative work. And she talks about asking versus begging. And she has this really cool line, which I'll paraphrase. Asking assumes two things. Number one, I have the right to ask. And number two, you have the right to say no. And when you're begging, you're coming from a place of desperation. Artists, it's an exchange. You are giving beautiful work and you're asking compensation for the gift that your fans or your people have received. And there is a reciprocity and a joy in that exchange. I suggested this book to someone online who was looking for creative thoughts on artistic compensation. And she said she'd read it and she didn't really get anything practical out of it. I don't think it's that kind of book, but I do think that if you want something that opens your mind and changes your perspective, sometimes you just need to see there are different ways to live life. It doesn't have to be school, marriage, 2.5 kids, white picket fence. If the next step on what you're supposed to do doesn't feel light and right, then it might not be. So that's it for today. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful, awesome, cool day.